This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. Here's a show-stopping fact for you. According to the Century Foundation, an independent think tank, as of June 2022, nearly 9 out of 10 people 65 or older were receiving Social Security benefits. And that's not all, because a Congressional Research Services analysis determined that more than half of people 65 and older didn't have any pension income as of 2017. So that means more and more people are relying on Social Security. So should you retire with a strategy that maximizes Social Security benefit? Yeah, probably you should. What do I call this? I call this harnessing the power of Social Security. The concept behind harnessing the power of Social Security is simple. It recognizes that many Americans are concerned about not having enough money to see them through retirement. It's out a critical question like, when should I file? And should I work past my full retirement age to get a larger monthly payment when I do file? Essentially, harnessing the power of Social Security means fully preparing yourself for retirement. But before we begin harnessing the power of Social Security, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who always helps me harness the full power of our show.
Oh, nice compliment. I like that. Nice introduction. And harnessing the power of Social Security. I like that. Yeah. It's a good one. Looking forward to talking about that today. Now, first, though, I want to ask, how have you and Tara been? What's going on over there?
We've been awesome. Tara has a new job coming up in April. She's going to be going down to Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Work for the reserves. She won't be working a lot, but, you know, because the reserves, they don't work a lot. But she'll be going down there and helping out the 12th Air Force and Southern Command. So that should be pretty fun.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. And she's a general now, right?
Yeah. As of December, she's a brigadier general in the Air Force Reserve.
Air Force Reserves, but still leaves her plenty of time to work with you and your clients. I know you guys are eager to, you know, help people out in the community with their finances, the retirement planning. So she'll be traveling once in a while down to Tucson, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot easier travel than Germany, where she was going.
she was going over to Germany all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she'll be home more now then, right?
So she'll be home a lot more now because she's not going to work very much down there. You know, it just depends. But yeah, so she's looking forward to learning that area of responsibility and getting involved and understanding what they do so she can help them with what they're doing down there.
Oh, sure. That's awesome. Well, and, you know, I think your attention getting and attention grabbing phrase, harnessing the power of Social Security. Oh, yeah. I just picture like the superhero harnessing the power of Social Security and a lightning bolt comes down. Yeah. But
double SS on his chest. The lightning bolt between. There you go. I like it.
But everybody's eager for more good Social Security information, right? I mean, we all need that.
Yeah, because it is something. Social Security Administration, the benefits you receive from the Social Security Administration should not be your primary source of income.
But right.
It's an income that changes over time. So it reflects inflation. And so it's a really great asset to have as part of your overall plan for funds that might play a big part. It may not play a big part, but it's amazing that it does keep up with inflation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good. Yeah. It has the increase built in each year. Sometimes there's an increase anyway, the cost of living adjustment, right?
Right.
COLA, they call it.
COLA.
COLA. Yeah. Where do you want to start? What information are you going to give us today on Social Security?
First, we're going to talk about the four essential elements And so the first part of Social Security is you paying into it, right?
Right.
And so let's go over that real quick so you understand it. So 12.4% of your salary goes into your Social Security benefit as part of the tally that they add up over time. So of that 6.2%, it comes from your paycheck and 6.2% comes from the employer.
So, so you don't have to pay. Not all 12.4% is coming out of my paycheck. Right. It's just they take 12.4% of whatever I'm making. I pay half and my employer pays half.
That's right. That's just how they keep track of how much money they're taking in to support that. And then how much they're going to give you when it's time for your benefit to come due. Now there's a cap on that. So if you make over $168,600 this year, then any money over that number will not get taxed. The employer doesn't pay anymore. You don't pay anymore. Nobody pays anymore. So if you're a high wage earner, you've got a cap there about how much you can put in.
I'm hoping actually they raise that cap and use that to solve the solvency issue, right? Because Social Security, they say it's going to run out, or the trust fund for Social Security will be depleted. The reserves will be depleted by 2034.
Right. So the reserves are augmenting the current amount that's being taken in. The reserves won't be there. Now the reserves, when they do the reserves, so if you're already, you know, collecting benefits, the reserves are already there for you. Okay. Yeah. That's done. Problem is there aren't reserves for people retiring, starting their Social Security after 2033-ish.
Yeah.
So that is the problem. So if you're already on Social Security, already collecting Social Security benefits, no change. But if you're going to need to start collecting after 2033, then they're not guaranteeing the amounts.
Right. But they'll do something to shore that up, so to speak.
I would think so.
Yeah, they're either going to raise the full retirement age or increase that cap. And that's what I'm talking about. If they increase the cap on how much they tax, they could easily solve that. But,
You know, they could rebuild the trusts and then it would all work out. You know, we've used the trust for other things besides Social Security in the past.
Whoops. I don't
know if people know that.
Yeah. The government is good about reaching their hands into different pots that they shouldn't. Right.
So they paid for the Iraq war out of the Social Security trust.
Terrible. Yeah.
And they put it back.
Surprise, surprise. They decided not to cut spending, but to rob the Social Security fund. Yeah.
They do weird math.
But when we earn, you're talking about earning credits too, right? I mean,
that's right. So for every $1,730 you earn, that gives you one Social Security credit, and you can get four Social Security credits each year. So if you earn $6,920 in a given year, you get four credits. You need 40 credits to qualify for Social Security. So if you work 10 years at a decent paying job that makes more than say $7,000, you're going to have your credits.
You'll have enough credits. Your amount might not be very big of your Social Security check, but you'll have the credits to at least get something.
It's very important to qualify because of the way Social Security works, and then Medicare work folds into that.
True. It affects Medicare as well. But Social Security credits that we earn during our younger years, like jobs that we have when we're teenagers or right out of college where we're not making much, those are basically canceled out later when we make higher amounts, right?
Yeah. Assuming you work for 35 years. So, 35 years of earnings is what counts. So that's part of your tally. So if you go out to ssa.gov, you can find out what your tally is. And then if there's something that's wrong, you can adjust it, file for an adjustment. If you can pull out your old, W-2s or old tax returns or something to fix those things. I've known some people that actually have done that. But if you work fewer than 35 years, all those non-working years are zeros. And so you have a zero as part of your calculation for what your benefits will be in retirement. So the longer you work and the bigger your salary, the better it is for your eventual Social Security payment. I had a couple come into my office last year, and they both had reached the maximum amount on Social Security. It's wow. rare that both people and a couple have yeah. reached that. So that means they both worked a full 35 years, and they both had high enough salaries that they were able to max it out.
Wow.
And so it was going to be like $75,000 for the both of
them. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really incredible. Well, and that doesn't, like you say, that hardly ever cancel or that hardly ever happens, but
yeah, it's pretty rare.
Yeah. So, but it really does matter. I mean, maybe you should be bold when it comes to asking for a raise or finding jobs that pay better and
yeah.
be your own best advocate and know yes. your worth. That's going to help. And what you talked about there is, you know, the highest paid 35 years of work history are looked at to figure out the amount you get. And I think that's why a lot of women who take time off to raise children or for childbirth and then raising their kids. I mean, right. it's men too. I'm not trying to stereotype, but in the past, it has been primarily women
yes.
Getting a lower social security amount because they haven't put in as many high working years, high earning years, because maybe they took time off to raise a family. And not time off from a paying gig. They're not taking right. time off. Believe me, if you got three kids or more, we had three kids, and it's just like that. There's nothing time off about raising kids.
No, there's no time off about that at all. Well, and the other part about that is you do take that time away from the workplace.
Yeah.
When you come back, you know, you're not in as good position for promotion. You know, it slows things down for you.
It's a snowball effect. It really makes a huge impact.
You look at the 80s and 90s, you know, women were making 70% of what men do. I think it's,
yeah.
we're getting close to 90% in our current environment, which is good. But we're still not quite there with the wage.
Especially on executive levels.
Well,
like
yeah.
CEOs and... Yeah, CEOs of large corporations.
Well, yeah. And you go around. So if you ever have been in a large corporation and they have the CEO walls, yeah, it's just a bunch of old white guys.
Man. It's a bunch of old white guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, the Social Security benefits grow as our salary increases. But what's another thing we need to know about Social Security?
So the third piece of harnessing the power of Social Security is deciding when you're going to receive your benefits. So you're eligible to start okay. receiving benefits at age 62, but that's quite a bit sooner than what they feel like your full retirement age is. And so full retirement age, it's also known as FRA, FRA. So if I use that in another context, you know what FRA is. Full retirement age is the age when you're eligible to receive 100% of your primary insurance amount. It's also the age where if you are going to be working, then the income you receive from your work will not detract from your Social Security benefits. So that's a really important age to know. So if you were born before 1954, your full retirement age, you've already reached it, it's 66. If you were born in 1955, it's 66 and 2 months. So when in 1959, if you're born in 1959, it is somewhere between 66 and 67. After 1960, it's 67. So pretty yeah. much if you're 64, your full retirement age is 67 right now. So yeah. that's
so pretty much everyone is about 60. So everyone who's yet to retire is at least 67 and until they raise it. But in that amount, so we've talked about this on shows before, but this is the important part. When you file is critical. And I know a lot of people, the majority of people, from what I've read and every study show, the majority of people and the facts from the Social Security Administration say most people file early as soon as they can at 62 because they think they say, I'm going to get more checks that way. And but they will get more checks, but they're locking in a lower amount, a much lower amount.
70% lower than your primary insurance.
No, it's 70% of your primary insurance.
Yeah.
Amount, so not 70% lower. So it's.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
7%. 30% lower.
So if it was $2,000, then it's going to be $1,400.
Yeah. Crazy. And you're locking in that amount, and that's affecting your spouse. If they ever take spousal benefits off your amount, they're going to get, you know, a much lower amount.
Yeah. Typically, the men die first. That doesn't always happen that way. And typically, they have the higher Social Security benefit. And so if they start that early, then that's what their spouse is going to get, because their Social Security benefit will go away. And then the higher wage earner will flow to their spouse.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's good to have that the higher wage earners benefit as high as you can make it.
Yeah.
That's what we coach for all of our clients there.
Yeah. Everybody's sweet spot is different. Some people need to file at 62, obviously, if they're no longer working full time and they don't have the funds, then they're going to have to probably file earlier. Right. Some people don't have the longevity or have serious health issues or terminal illness. Obviously, they're not going to wait to file. Right.
So much of it is health based.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because if you're going to live a long time, you want to have the highest amount you can get Social Security, because that Social Security doesn't go away. You can't spend it out.
And so that
being bigger helps you for a longer time if you live, you know, past expected age. And so
go over some of those numbers. Right. I mean, if we're born, if you wait, it rolls up from 62 when you first get to get it, rolls up until your full retirement age.
Full retirement age, you get 100%. So say it's at $2,000, you get the $2,000. But if you wait one more year, it adds 8%. So 8% of $2,000 a month is $160 a month. And then you can compound that, go all the way up to age 70. So those extra 3 years, you can compound it up so that it's over $2,500.
Wow. So it can make a huge difference. Of course, longevity comes into play. I mean, you have look at, and a lot of people think, I'm not going to live that long, but you have to look at your family history and your health history and things like that. And look at what you need and when you need it. I think that plays a big part. So you've explained this on previous shows. If you enjoy your job, and you enjoy your coworkers, right? There may be an economic benefit to working until you're 70, then health and circumstances permitting, then file for Social Security and retire. You'll have that much bigger amount coming in each month. Other people say, well, I could have been collecting checks since I'm 62. Well, not if you plan on working, because if you work full time, my neighbor took his Social Security at 62. Okay. Because he thought, I'm going to get more checks that way. But he kept working full time until he was 70. So guess how much of that Social Security he locked in a low rate. And then he got this amount. He got goose egg because they ended up taking all those benefits back because he was earning too much to receive Social Security.
Yeah. Until he reached his full retirement age.
Until he reached 67. Yeah. Or he was 66 in some months. But
So it's a really important thing to do. I've got a couple clients that they didn't understand how their benefit and their spouse's benefit interacted for them. Say you're a widow or a widower, you know, how does that benefit interact with your benefit? And so you need to understand that when you file for and you start receiving money, that becomes your benefit, whether you filed on your spouse or yourself. That's your benefit now. Okay. So it's still considered, it still follows all those same rules.
Yeah.
So don't get caught up. Well, that's not my money. That's my husband's money, or that's my spouse, you know, my wife's money. I'm just falling on theirs. So I can collect that. And then when I get older, I'll start collecting my own. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No, unfortunately it doesn't work that way.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. There were a lot of filing strategies that they got rid of. There were some loopholes and things, and people would use filing strategies
Part of the zeitgeist. And so people don't know that all that is gone now.
Yeah. File and suspend is gone. They used to be able to file and suspend, and then you could let it grow. And yeah. Yeah.
2015 Tax Act changed all that.
Yep. It did. It did. Yeah. So, and let's go back now. You briefly mentioned COLAs, but there is a cost of living adjustment each year that we can hopefully count on with Social Security, but not always.
Not always. It's up to Congress to vote for it. So say you go to your full retirement age, then you're going to start getting those funds, and once you file, you're locked in, except for the fact that your monthly payment will increase when there's a cost of living adjustment, COLA. So the increases are linked to the consumer price index. And so they come out, that Congress does vote for them, but they have a guide, right? So if the consumer price index is really high, then they're going to give a higher COLA. So in 2022, the COLA went up by 5.9% because of the inflation we had that year. And in 2023, it increased by 8.7% because of the inflation we had the previous year on that. And so the 2024's COLA increase people got at the end of December is 3.2%. Mm. So
now it's big, but
it's big, but it doesn't always happen. So
yeah, so we've had years where it's been zero
years.
Yeah.
Right. Where the consumer price index actually went down. People may not remember that back in 2015, we had a really flat year economically and also in the stock market. So everything was pretty flat. So there was no COLA increase in 2016 because of the 2015 economy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had years that have been zero. And now with interest rates and the consumer price index inflation going not as high, there hasn't been as much. But those are locked in. And that really lends itself to our previous discussion about not filing early and locking in a lower amount, because that's a percentage of what you're already getting. So if you let your Social Security benefits roll up until your full retirement age, when there's a 5% cost of living adjustment, it's 5% of more of what you're, it's 5% of what you were getting. So if you're getting $2,000, they're going to add 5% to that, and that's what you're going to get. If it was $1,000, you're only going to get 5% of $1,000 that you locked in at 62, right? So you want to make sure you don't lock in a lower amount if you don't have to, because you're not going to get as big of jumps off the cost of living either then.
That's right. And so we have a calculator that will help you determine when the best times for you and your spouse should file for Social Security. We call it the Maximizing Your Monthly Social Security calculator. And so we can help you pick out what is best for you in your situation as far as when you should file, how you should file for both people in your little financial area there. So give us a call at 719-210-4242, and we can help get you your best information on when you should file for Social Security. We'll have a meeting down at our office So give us a call at 719-210-4242. If you mention the radio show, I've got a free book for you, Money Moves by Tara Nolan. Visit us our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com, so you can check us out. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's great. That Social Security maximization report that you run for people, it's a personalized report. I encourage our listeners to get that report run so you know what to do. And it's personalized. It's based on your situation, your circumstances. And that's what you want for retirement income, a known quantity that you know will be there, right?
Well, and it's the one of the few things when I put it into our financial calculator that helps people see where they're going to be and how much money they're going to be able to spend when they're, you know, 75, 80 years old, is that's the only one of the very few things where I actually have I add numbers to, right? So it goes up.
Well, hey, we're out of time. Give that phone number and web address one more time for our listeners so they can set up that consultation and get that Social Security maximization report.
Yeah, to set up your complimentary consultation, give us a call at 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Check us out over there. You can look up past radio shows and listen to them right there. There's lots of good information on the website. You can contact us through there, or you can give us a call at 719-210-4242.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again next week for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio with Nolan Financial Partners. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.